Hello and welcome to another Walking Movies. This is Nick and this intro isn't me walking to the movies. In fact, this intro is being recorded very much after I've got home, having seen the film that I was walking to see earlier this evening, which was The Flash. And unfortunately, for some reason, my Zoom recorder didn't work. So the audio was just on the phone and sounds really quiet. And because there was a breeze, a bit windswept as well. So I decided instead to just do a very short intro now to talk about the film that I've just been to see. So The Flash is directed by Andy Muschietti. I probably butchered his name, but sorry about that. Let me just double check. Yeah, he was the director of It and It Chapter 2. So, not really done much in the superhero genre. It's got Sacha Cale, Michael Shannon, Ron Livingston, Kirstie Clemons, Michael Keaton, quite famously in this film as well. And also stars somebody called Ezra Miller. Now, I talk about him a little bit more in my review of the film, but obviously this is a big red flag for a lot of people wanting to see this film, because he is just not a very nice human being by all accounts. Some of that is it's proven. There's evidence of that. There's video evidence. There's audio evidence. Some of that is rumour, speculation on things that he's done. Some of that's based on police reports. So, you know, and my main gripe going into this film really was not feeling completely comfortable about seeing a film headlined by somebody who is, that doesn't deserve to be in this type of film. You know, this is a big tentpole film for Warner, for DCU. You know, famously, this is going to be the last film in the DCU as we know it, like the Snyder version of the DCU. This is where it ends. And yeah, I did have some conflict about going to see this film. I supplemented that by, or justified myself doing that, because I have a monthly pass for the cinema, so I'm not actually paying a full price ticket to see this film. I don't actually know how it works with me booking to see a film using a membership card. You know, do they get a percentage of what the ticket price would be? I've got no idea. But I'm not paying full price of the ticket, that's the point. So, you know, there is obviously an argument there about separating the art from the artist, and obviously a lot of very talented people act in this film, work behind the scenes on this film, and they should be punished because of what the star's done. And obviously, you know, Warner's made a decision to carry on with this film. I think it's about at least a year later than it was expected to be. Not saying it was because of what's been going on, but that's probably part of it as well. And they decided to carry on, so that's it. This is probably going to be the last time we see Ezra Miller as The Flash, so I guess that's another thing as well, but who knows, because we don't know what James Gunn has got in store for his version of the DCU. But, you know, that was my concerns going in, and also the fact that the last few DCU films have been so bad. Like, Black Adam was just boring, really, really boring. And Shazam 2 just was awful. So disappointing after how much I enjoyed the first one, but the second one was just so bad in so many ways. So my expectations going into this film were mixed, because on the one hand, I was hyped to see the film, but also I'm not a massive DCU fan, and the last two films have been bad. So, you know, I was hoping for a good film that I was going to be able to enjoy, if nothing else. And I've now seen the film, and you'll hear my thoughts on the film in just a sec. So, I've seen Flash, and now I'll tell you my thoughts on the Flash. Overall, I really enjoyed it. It was good. It was at times very good. The biggest problem with the Flash, I think, other than Ezra Miller, is that they have really shown so much in the trailers that a lot of the things that would have really kind of given you a big impact seeing the film have kind of been ruined. Like, there are still things in the film which will be a surprise. I mean, for how long for, I don't know, because obviously the problem is now the film's out and people will probably start spoiling stuff. I see it quite often on Twitter, like people just film bits on their phone and stick it on Twitter or social media, and then it's kind of ruined. So, you know, there are still going to be surprises in the film, but I just feel in general I wish that they had actually kept some of the stuff out of the film. So, you know, the reveal of Batman, for example, I just think it's such a big thing in the film, and had they kept that out, I think that'd have been better. The story's good. I thought the story was quite interesting. Obviously, multiverses and alternate timelines is something that we've seen for a while now. But I thought it was interesting how they did it. Some of the effects are brilliant. Others leave a lot to be desired. Some of the CG in the film is incredibly bad. But that's kind of been a thing recently, hasn't it, with superhero films in general, that's been the case. So, can't really complain too much about that. And Ezra Miller. I mean, Ezra Miller is good. He's a good actor. Do I never want to see him in a big budget leading role again? Yeah. Because quite frankly, I don't think he deserves it. I think somebody that behaves in the way and does the things that they do doesn't deserve to be rewarded in that way. I mean, he was a main part in the Fantastic Beasts series of films, and then been a major part of the DC films. And I don't think, if they'd have reshot the film, would I have enjoyed it more? Possibly. It did hang over the film, unfortunately. It's hard to separate it. So, that's it. But if you want to just watch the film and you like superhero films and you can leave that at the door, then The Flash is definitely worth your time. You know, I still thought it was a good film. I didn't think it got me any emotional feels as something like Guardians of the Galaxy 3 did. But, you know, if we're comparing it to the last few DC films, then it's night and day. And if DC made films of this quality more often, it would have been a better competitor to Marvel over the years. I just don't feel that they have. So, it'll be interesting, because this now, I actually saw a thing today, James Gunn said that Blue Beetle is the first character of the new DCU, and Superman will be the first film of the new DCU. So this is it. This is the end of the Snyderverse of sorts. I mean, you know, arguably it stopped becoming the Snyderverse quite a while ago, but, you know, certainly the films that he was majorly involved in. And as a way of going out, it's not a bad way to go out. You know, I did enjoy the film, and I will watch it again when it comes out for home release. So what am I going to score this film? Well, I think it's a solid 7. It's definitely better than some of the films I've seen recently, but I still didn't find it as enjoyable as, you know, some of the more recent Marvel films, or the Marvel films in general. It's definitely up there with one of my favourite DC films, though. I don't think it was... Maybe it was as good as the first Shazam film in terms of enjoyment. I did really enjoy it. I just wish that some of it was a bit more hidden. I think had I gone into that film never seeing a trailer or anything like that, I think I would have enjoyed the film more. But I do feel quite a lot of it was spoilt because of that. And the thing is, the impact when you see a film for the first time and then watch it again, you know, any surprises, you know, they're not surprises anymore. But you want to see them the first time. Like, somebody shared a clip earlier of Infinity War, when a snap happens and people start fading away. And I just thought, I remember seeing that in the cinema for the first time, and how I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was such a shocking moment. And I feel that any of those moments in this film were in the trailer. So it's a shame. It's a shame. But then again, had they not shown some of that stuff in the trailer, would I have gone to see it? Certainly not in a rush. And maybe that's it. Maybe they were thinking, well, no, we need this film to be a major success. And I think maybe if the film hadn't been so controversial, there maybe they could have done a quieter marketing campaign. But look, if you like DC films, go and see it. If you want to see what they do with the alternate history of DC films, go and see it. You know, I had a good time and I'm glad that I've seen it, but I just wish there was a bit more surprise in there for me. So that's it. That's the review. Should you go and see it at cinema? As I said, if those are reasons you want to see the film, then yes, go and see it. I think you'll enjoy it. And also, if you do want to have some of those few surprises left unspoiled, then yes, definitely go and see it sooner rather than later. It's good. I'm glad I saw it. I really am. So that's it for this review. Thank you very much for watching this on YouTube if you do, or listening to the podcast if you do that. But please go and like the videos on YouTube, go and subscribe. It's really, really hard to get traction on YouTube, even harder than podcasts, because it's all algorithms. It's horrible. So please give that a bit of a plug, a bit of a support for me. Very much appreciated. And yeah, I'll see you for another review. But until then, of course, Flynn lives.